Ivory, Ivory, Terry, Terry, Mr. Terry was born 1849. He's a, oh, this is the 8th, by the way, dated the 8th, 76-year-old gentleman. Used to be a construction worker and a horse trainer, lives with his wife. He's been widowed for some time. They have 11 children. Well, they had 11 children. No, he has 11 children. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He lives alone but has a sister close by that checks on him, period. New paragraph, review of system. He's lost a bunch of weight. He's very weak. He's in pain. He has bony metastasis, lower leg edema, protein calorie malnutrition. He's lost 28 pounds in the past few weeks because of his prostate cancer, period. New paragraph, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2013, had radiation, and he says they told him the prostate cancer has come back, but he's not interested in any workup at this time, period. New paragraph, he was asked to be evaluated for hospice and palliative care at the urging of his sister, period. Allergy, none. Medical problems, hypertension, no diabetes. He does have lots of pain, both related to bony metastasis, leg pain, and herniated disc. Status post-fall because of his weakness, protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss, decreased appetite, not feeling well. Altogether, he's also short of breath with any kind of activity. Used to use a rollator, but he's not using that anymore. He'd rather just not walk. As far as his prostate cancer is concerned, he got radiation but did not need any surgery or chemo at the time, and he's not interested in any further workup at this time, period. Surgery, he's had hernia surgery and recently diagnosed with herniated disc because of a fall at home. Also had right leg surgery and eye surgery. Allergy, I said none. Medical problems, scoliosis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, medication, enalapril, 20 milligram a day, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, Vicodin, ES, one a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, allergy, none, immunizations up to date, both pneumonia and flu shot. Last hospitalization was 8 months ago because of his fall, where he was diagnosed with herniated disc. Family history, mom is alive, she's 98, dad died of old age. Review of system as above. He's awake. He's able to give me good history. His blood pressure is 136 over 100. Pulse 105, O2 side 98%. Oh, by the way, before we do that, go back to review of system. He's requiring help with all ADL now because of his severe weakness. Also having bowel and bladder incontinence and is wearing an adult diaper. He appears very thin and emaciated at this time. Then let's come to exam. Heart positive, swim positive, stool, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, scaphoid, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, dried skin, lower extremity shows a 2+ edema. Very weak in generalized weakness with no lateralizing symptom. Assessment, 76-year-old gentleman. He doesn't, if you need me, come to me. Perla. He's busy. What do you need? Okay, yeah. 76-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, prostate cancer, which was diagnosed in 2013. Now it's come back with a high PSA. He doesn't know the exact number, with bony metastasis, not interested in any workup. I'm trying to get those records from the hospital where he was a few months ago, where he took a fall at Herman Memorial. He's having difficulty walking. He's rather not walk anymore because of his severe weakness. He's lost 28 pounds, bowel and bladder incontinence, lower extremity edema related to most likely his protein calorie malnutrition, quite thin, quite debilitated, in pain, with history of scoliosis, chronic back pain, and now prostate cancer with bony metastasis and herniated disc, status post-fall. Period. He meets the criteria for end-of-life care. As far as his prostate cancer is concerned, he's not interested in any workup or further treatment as far as his cancer is concerned. We'll have hospice aides, nurses see him on a regular basis. His blood pressure is elevated because he didn't take his medication. He needs better, closer observation regarding his medication. His sister is only in and out and may need help or benefit from provider services. Thank you. Next number, also put down his high risk of fall. He's not using his walker anymore. Last time he fell, he sustained a herniated disc, and he's afraid to walk anymore with significant weight loss and debility. That's not a bad idea. Thank you.